guys, and welcome to Illuminate Me with me, Stacey.
Me, Tasha.
Me, Nath.
And me, Luna.
Where we talk about the weird and wonderful world of conspiracy theories. Before we start, a quick shout out to our sponsors, StreamYard and Third Eye Clothing, and a huge thank you to our listeners, because without you guys, we wouldn't be sat here with the microphones, just the tea. So let's get straight into it. Tasha, what you got for us?
Other than wind.
A lot of wind. I'm sorry. So, my conspiracy theory, earlier on this year, there was a big spike in people saying that the world was going to end on September 23rd.
I was one of them.
Threatened me with a good time. I was very upset. Which, obviously, we're now listening in November. Specifically, we're recording on November the 11th. So, obviously, it didn't happen.
11-11.
When I was hearing about it, though, I just kept hearing the world's going to end on September 23rd. No one ever actually said why or how they got that information. It was just, the world's going to end on September 23rd. And it was like, okay. Rip.
I remember being annoyed because I hadn't carved any pumpkins yet.
Yeah, I remember thinking that it was for, like, older people on the internet will remember when... I can't remember the date. I think it was like the 9th of September or something. It just kept saying, it's coming. 9th of September. It's coming. Mm. And everyone was like, what's coming? And they're like, it's coming. The 9th of September. And everyone was like, what? What? It was this big fucking secret. And no one knew. And all, like, after like months and months of months of this thing leading up to it, all that was coming was the 9th of September. That was it. And everyone was like, what? What is it? What is it? Nothing. So I just assumed it was one of those. The world's going to end. When? September 23rd. Why? Don't know. No. It's just one of those stupid fucking internet things again.
It basically was.
Yeah.
So it was started on Twitter by a Twitter user who I'm not going to name.
Don't dead name it. It's not Twitter anymore.
Good point. Sorry. Is it just X now?
Yeah.
I honestly don't have an account. I deleted it while it was still Twitter.
Is X part of Meta?
No.
No.
It's Elon.
Oh.
Elon bought and killed Twitter and called it X.
Yeah.
He doesn't like using words, though, doesn't he? He just uses letters for everything. Didn't he name his kids, like, half of the alphabet or something?
Yeah. Oopsalon.
Even he's made jokes about his kids' names. He's like, it's like a security password or something.
Oh, my God.
Like, he said a name for his kid and his wife was like, weak.
So it started on X, and basically it came about because of films, because there's like this alarming pattern of end of the world doomsday films that all happen on the 23rd of September. So everyone thought 23923, and that's why they thought the world was gonna end. So a couple of examples were Deep Impact, where a meteor hits the planet, Seeking a Friend for the End of the World, and Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory?
I thought The Day After Tomorrow was as well.
I didn't mention that one in my research, but...
No. Yeah, there was. I think when I looked into trying to figure out why it was a fucking thing, there was... I think there was about 10 different things. Some of them were a bit more, like, far-reaching. That, like, a weird pattern on the front of the DVD cover, if you'd kind of... squint in the dark, it looks a bit like a 2 and a 3.
Mm.
You're like,
what, the number 23?
Was 2012 like one of those kind of films as well, or did
Maybe.
I just make that
I can't
up?
Remember.
Oh, that one was because of a...
That was the Mayan thing.
That's it, yeah, the Mayan calendar was the reason why they thought the world was going to end in 2012.
Which we have touched on the fact that the world went to shit since 2012, so maybe they were right.
We got sucked into a black hole.
Yeah, a different timeline.
But we're still here.
Yeah. In that timeline, this podcast was better.
In that podcast, I could digest dairy.
Oh, yeah, that's how it was better. We weren't all sitting here dying because Tasha ate pizza.
I'm sorry. But that was my little short conspiracy theory for today. I thought I'd discuss and see why everyone thought that the world was going to end.
I think if you want an accurate date of when the world's going to end, go watch The Simpsons. They've predicted so much that it's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about the film they did with the dome?
Yeah, and that was supposed to be representative of COVID, wasn't
yeah,
it?
That
with
was
the dome and the
really?
Isolation of
they
the town.
They were quarantined,
yeah.
weren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah.
They were all locked down in quarantine, same as everybody else. They weren't allowed out.
No one was allowed in.
I didn't even put that and that together.
So, you know, generally, I'd have believed it more if it wasn't November right now.
Yeah.
Like, it hadn't already not happened. I might have been like, maybe, you never know, but...
I'm not going to lie, I was blissfully unaware of the September dates. I'd not got a clue it was ending last month till you told me today.
Yeah. I actually learned about it the week before. And yeah. I was like, Matt, but I bought Christmas presents.
It was one of those. I've seen it a few years in a row, but obviously with it being 23/9/23 this year, it was a little bit bigger this year than normal, but I can guarantee next year you'll see posts about it.
Probably.
Somewhere. Someone will make the maths work differently with the 2 and a 4 to mean something different, and it's fucking stupid.
There's always ways around it, isn't
there? Yeah, there's always patterns in everything that you can find. Stace, what you got for us then? You can go next.
So, something a bit different, and I don't know if I'd describe it as a fun one, but interesting when you look into it. I'm doing the Kardashian curse.
Ooh, I've heard about this, but I don't know what it is.
So I've heard not a lot.
Are you spelling curse with a K?
That's a good point. Do I need to correct that?
I think you do.
Although, I'm kind of a bit scared that if it was the Kim Kardashian curse spelt with a K, that would be KKK, and we don't... That's a bit weird.
Oh, that's a whole other conspiracy in itself, yeah. Isn't it? So, let's get into the Kardashian curse. Whether you're into reality TV or not, the Kardashian family are probably one of the most well-known families in the world. Back in the 1800s, the Kardashians had an ancestor named Kikil, a 19-year-old mother who was abused as a child and ended up running away from home in an attempt to escape from the misfortune she'd experienced so far in her life. She found refuge in a village named Shikaho. It's a village in Armenia known for its witchcraft and resident witches. Kikil befriends 4 of the village witches, who she pours her heart out to, telling them that she never wants any future members of her family or any of her future generations to ever experience the hardships that she's had to endure during her life. She specifically wants them to have beauty, fame and fortune. So her new witchy mates are like, "We got you, girl, we can fix that up for you." However, there was a catch: that her future generations would never find true love, and they would always have bad luck when it came to romantic relationships, and any man who they dealt with would end up suffering from the curse. The men's lives would go downhill, suffering in terms of their reputation, popularity and social status after the Kardashian women were done with them. This was explained as, in order for the witches to give what Kikil wanted her ancestors to benefit from, the karmatic value had to be taken from somewhere, i.e. the men. The curse is allegedly still going strong. If we look at the romantic misfortune the Kardashian family have endured in their time on our screens, and the damaged reputations of the men they have been romantically involved with, I'm going to tell you and see what you think, just a bit of an insight. So, Kim Kardashian has been married and divorced 3 times. First to Damon Thomas, a music producer. Second to Chris Humphries, where the marriage only lasted 72 days. And third to Kanye West, the father of her children, and possibly one of the most costly divorces ever. Khloe Kardashian was married to Lamar Odom. I think that's the right way to say it, but we love to butcher names here.
Yep.
For 4 years before their divorce, which was said to be over Lamar's substance abuse. Her on-off relationship with Tristan Thomas began in 2016 and has been subject to many cheating scandals on his behalf and has succumbed to very much public scrutiny. Kourtney Kardashian had a 9-year relationship and 3 children with Scott Disick, who she separated from in 2015 after he was photographed partying with an ex-girlfriend on a night out. Since the split, she's dated several people, including Justin Bieber, Benjima, a model, Luke Sabat, and is currently married to Travis Barker, who she shares a child with. Congratulations, you know.
Travis Barker?
Yeah. Kylie Jenner had her first major romance when she was only a teenager with rapper Tyga. Once their relationship ended, in the same month she began dating Travis Scott, and a year later they became first-time parents to their daughter Stormy. After taking some time apart, they welcomed a baby boy, Air, I think that's how you say it, it's spelled A-I-R-E, in February 2022, then ended up splitting again shortly after his birth. And if I remember right, there was a whole controversy around something that Tiger posted when Kylie was pregnant. He'd put something like, "Nah man, that's my kid," on a tweet and then deleted it. So, you know, not what you want to be hearing when you're, you know, you're going to welcome a baby. It's happy, it's nice. And so, don't know the truth in that at all. And then you've got Kendall Jenner, who's been much more private about her dating life compared to her sisters. However, that doesn't stop the media speculation about who she's dated. She's currently dating Bad Bunny. I don't know who Bad Bunny is.
I don't know who most of these people are.
I'm just not that cool to know. She's also been rumoured to have dated Orlando Bloom, Lewis Hamilton, Tash,
and Harry. Get my man out of this.
And Harry Styles, along with many other famous names. She's private though, and I can't comment on any unlucky circumstances. Which one's Kendall? She's the model. Does the modelling.
The only one that doesn't have like a massive fake ass.
So all in all, like, what are we saying? The Kardashian curse? Could it be true?
It could be true.
I don't know, Pete Davidson's done pretty well for himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he has a bad reputation.
And as well, a lot of people who've... I can't think of any names off the top of my head, but a lot of people who the Kardashian sisters have dated, they've dated one sister, then gone to another sister and dated them.
One thing I want to know is the Kardashians, do they get their name from their mum or their dad?
Not a clue.
Their dad. Their dad was O.J. Simpson's lawyer. He was the famous story behind, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. Yep. That's why they got so famous, because of the dad.
I think
sex type.
I think it doesn't help that...
Yeah, true.
They're obviously very, like, Hollywood celebrity-based. Most relationships in that situation don't last very long anyway.
Yeah, absolutely, but for the whole fucking family.
Yeah. I mean, well, to be fair, two of them are currently with someone. And have got kids with them and are living happily. There's not necessarily that's not going to work. It's like if you look at how many exes most people have. Most people don't know about everyone else's exes.
No, I'm an angel.
Because of obviously they're in the public eye. We know everything about their exes, everything about the relationship, how they broke up, all their arguments, everything's out there for everyone to see. Could be a curse, or it could just be that we don't know that much about everybody else.
And let's get into as well Kris Jenner, the mum. You know, everybody knows about, she was with Bruce Jenner for like ever. Bruce Jenner, like, well, Caitlyn Jenner now, she's living her truth. Like, fair play, yeah.
That's Caitlyn Jenner,
yeah. Living her truth, go for it. But that's going to have been so hard for Kris. That's a huge misfortune, you know. So she's also been through things.
But she's also, obviously, the little bits. I literally have never watched an episode of, like, Keeping Up with the Kardashians or anything to do with them. Literally, I don't care. They're people that exist, that's as far as I know. But clips that you see online and stuff, she seems very much like, I know how to get the best publicity for everyone in all of their situations. I know how to pull the strings and how to twist things to help you with this and help you with that. And she seems very much involved in everyone's stuff.
But has she done that as a figure of their misfortune? And she says, look, kid, you're in this really awful situation, but we're going to get it to make you more money, and we're going to get it to make you more famous.
She's definitely,
there's clever ways of doing that.
Yeah, she's definitely very business-minded and definitely very trying to help the family, especially once they'd got a name for themselves. But I don't know necessarily whether I believe they're cursed, but they definitely seem to have a lot of fucking bad luck.
Yeah. When life gives you lemons.
Yeah.
I've got to say, I've got a lot of mad respect for that Kris Jenner. You know, her daughter makes a sex tape that gets leaked, and somehow it, like, you know, instead of, like, making it look bad, turns into a business. People start talking about another one of her kids getting lip fillers, turns into a $1 billion business. I'm like, fair play. Go on.
Make lemonade.
When life hands you melons, make melonade.
Exactly.
So, anyway, I'm going to have to stop for a few seconds and let you all have your little sing-song about my subject for this week.
Can you guess what Nathan's talking about yet? That'll do.
There you go. Have you said you're funny?
Yeah.
Have you got it all out of your system? Can I carry on now?
No.
I mean, you know, copycatting is the best form of flattery, is it not?
She'll be like, she fucking stole my joke.
Have you got it out of your system?
Anyway, I'm covering Havana Syndrome.
Ooh, nana.
Is that where you only have half a heart?
Yes.
But you just deployed him! Stop it! You don't get to see
you're making
that.
Sex noises again.
So you steal my joke, I'm going to steal your sex noise.
You can have that.
We'll be in bed later and just be like, no, stop it. Stacey's weird sex noises. Anyway, behave yourself.
This is what you get for bullying everybody. As soon as you have to do your
bit. I've passed my bad habits onto the bus. Oh no. A bit of context, by the way. Nathan likes to send us the stupid noises that we make and that he has to edit out of the podcast, and apparently my stupid noises all sound
a little bit like sex noises.
Like sex noises. So, yeah.
Especially when she doesn't make any noise for a while, or like it's in the background because we're talking over her, and then everyone goes quiet and you just hear random sex noise.
Like, I just have a seductive sigh. I don't mean to. I have no self-awareness.
Sigh.
Oh my god. I have no self-awareness.
She gets home after a long day and goes and Reese is like, oh, I'm in here.
Reese looks and he's like, nah, I bet she's got a headache.
Yeah.
Got a headache
later. You could be in bed actually trying to make seductive noises and Reese is just like, oh, she sounds in the right mood. Anyway, so I'm going to paint you a little picture to set the scene. As the sun sets on the island of Cuba in November 2016, a US diplomat and his wife are unwinding with neighbours over drinks at their home in Havana. The night was suddenly interrupted as they heard a sound that seemed to fill the air. It was Stacey in the room next door making sex noises.
When he said Cuba, I was going to say, you're going to bring up Tupac and his aunt. Oh, no. What?
That's why I thought you bitch, you fucker.
I'm so sorry. Don't fire me.
Now, Tupac was in one room, and then Will Smith was in the next room crying because Jada's gone next door with Tupac. Again, apparently. Anyway, the night was suddenly interrupted as they heard a sound that seemed to fill the air. It sounded kind of like cicadas, only more of a piercing metallic sound. The noise persisted through dinner. You were right over there. Hang on, Tasha's just whistling at the moment.
A little longer than a few minutes later.
They're just laughing at each other.
I thought we got the sound system in the kitchen.
You know that meme of them two seals looking at each other and laughing?
Yeah.
Just looked over and you two were both doing these feelings.
We were trying not to laugh, we were trying to listen, okay?
We did, you know, it reminds me of, you know, when your teacher's telling you off at school and you're like this.
Yeah, like, we were both doing that.
If I make eye contact, I'm gonna laugh. Is it all out your system?
Probably not. No. Just carry on.
Stacey's got the titters. anyway, so where was I? The couple called in maintenance workers to check their property for insects and or electrical issues that could be causing the sound, but they found nothing. The strange sound carried on for 3 months, during which time the couple fell ill and have been feeling off ever since then. Shortly after the sounds began, their minds became kind of cloudy with difficulty concentrating. After a while, the diplomat, feeling frustrated, shared his experience with co-workers at the US Embassy. Another colleague said he'd also heard this high-pitched sound and started to experience health issues, and he played some audio that he'd recorded of the incident. It was the same sound that the diplomat had been hearing for months. Days later, the diplomat and his wife were examined by doctors in Miami and diagnosed with concussion-like symptoms with headache, fatigue, disorientation and balance issues. More diplomats started recording exactly the same set of symptoms. Over the next 2 months, more than 24 officials in Havana were diagnosed with this strange condition, with some of these victims entering a second phase of the illness where they have even greater cognitive difficulty and trouble hearing or seeing. To try and learn what was going on, the US government opened an investigation in January of 2017. The first group of embassy employees were all thoroughly examined in the United States, and a report was published. Perhaps most seriously, the study concluded that the patients had sustained widespread injuries to their brains. There was a clear physical change that had happened to the brains of these patients. It was even visible in MRIs, however, it was a very minor change. So they made a point of pointing out it was definitely just minor, but it was physically there.
It's a brain change, I don't know how that's minor.
I know,
no,
yeah.
That's not minor.
So according to the study, these same severe effects would occur after a devastating car crash or explosion, but none of these victims had experienced that type of trauma. So at a loss, doctors dubbed the mysterious illness Havana Syndrome, obviously named after where it was happening. Initially, the mysterious Havana Syndrome only impacted US diplomats in Cuba, but by March of 2018, diplomats at the Canadian Embassy in Cuba began feeling the same symptoms. The Canadian Embassy is about 3 miles away from the US Embassy, so they were kind of a bit confused as like how the same sound was being heard 3 miles away. Ultimately, 40 Canadian diplomats fell ill, and so the Canadian government ended up pulling its diplomats out of Cuba altogether. Early thoughts were that Cuba was to blame for the attacks on diplomats, with Cuban officials eager to clear their name. The Cuban government interviewed around 300 neighbours of these diplomats, analysed air and oil samples, and conducted dozens of medical examinations to see if people in the surrounding area were affected, but they found nothing. The Cuban government theorised that this was caused by the chirping noise heard by everyone, which was likely to be crickets. The rest of the symptoms, the Cuban government said, could be caused by stress. So just to pause there, the Cuban government went, it's just the sound of crickets that's caused people to have the symptoms of a devastating car crash. It was just the sound of
the fuck were them
crickets and stress. So, after all the hours of investigating, evacuating diplomats and conducting extensive medical tests to suggest that maybe people were just worn down by the sound of crickets felt like an insult to everyone involved. But unfortunately, this quickly became the explanation that was widely accepted by the scientific community after tests suggested the recorded sound matched perfectly to the chirping sound of the Indies cricket. This cricket's incessant chirping, mixed with a touch of mass hysteria, and the stress the diplomats encounter in their high-profile jobs would become the official explanation behind this illness and its symptoms. However, since these first few cases, there have been over 1,000 cases of Havana Syndrome all around the world, including in Russia, China and Europe, all of which were diplomats or people in similar high-profile jobs. The idea that crickets were causing such terrible symptoms to these people seems a little too far-fetched for me, especially when none of the other neighbours or locals seem to be affected.
Did they have those crickets in the other areas as well? Because usually bugs are like native to certain places.
They were definitely in Havana, but I couldn't find anything about whether or not that one specific type of cricket was in the other places or not.
So, these are all diplomats and authority figures. I think they did something to try and pee off the Illuminati, the real high powers, and that this was something the Illuminati put out there to upset the diplomats, because they're the people
who
only
affect the diplomats if it's like a
magic.
I'm going to get into some more of the theories, but I don't think no one else had mentioned the Illuminati, but we'll see. I also thought, if it was crickets, if you've lived somewhere for a certain amount of time, you've grown up hearing these crickets, and diplomats normally work / live at the embassy for a certain country, so they live in that country. They may have moved in recently and not be used to the sound of these crickets, and that could annoy you a little bit, but I can't see it doing that. But regardless of how long the locals had lived there, they could have just moved to the area. It wasn't affecting locals, which was weird. So, obviously, there's lots of other people on the internet who agree with this. They believe there was a much more sinister explanation for malfunctioning eavesdropping equipment. So, spying equipment, trying to listen to the conversations that was malfunctioning, causing high frequencies.
Because was it only diplomats who suffered from this? Yeah. Okay.
And the directed energy microwave weapons, which we talked about on the last week, well, attempted to talk about on last week's live show, to poison and even drones, they refuse to believe that something so simple as crickets could explain what seems to be a targeted attack on the world's diplomats. I'm going to go through a few of the cases that have happened recently as well. In 2021, dozens of US personnel stationed in Vienna, including diplomats, intelligence officials, and some children of US employees, have had Havana syndrome-like symptoms. Aside from Havana itself, Vienna has had the most cases of this strange illness. In the months preceding August 2021, cases of Havana syndrome were reported at the US Embassy in Berlin, including from two US officials who sought medical treatment. Several new cases were reported at the same embassy in October of the same year. Again in 2021, the CIA evacuated an intelligence officer serving in Serbia, suspected of being a victim of a neurological attack. In October of that year, it was reported that the US embassy personnel and their families in Colombia had developed symptoms consistent with Havana syndrome. Fast forward to this year, and in March, the US intelligence agency released a report stating that there was no evidence that an adversary had a weapon that could do this, but that they will continue to investigate what is happening to their diplomats as they visit the rest of the world. So do we think crickets are to blame? Are they all manifesting this themselves by reading stories of Havana syndrome and causing mass hysteria? Or are they victims of a targeted direct energy weapon or something else?
Oh, I have a question.
Yes.
What's a diplomat?
A diplomat.
Good question. No, it's a good question.
I don't know what it is.
Do you know what an embassy is?
It's where you can go. It's like, if you're in another country, you can go there and ask for help.
Yeah. An embassy is, say, if you went to the Canadian embassy in the UK, that tiny bit of land that that building's on is Canadian land.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the same with all the other embassies. They own that tiny bit of land. And all the people that work there will be from that country and work for that government. But they, obviously, they're there to help keep relations with other countries going. So they will speak to the people from the embassies from other countries. They'll mainly speak to the country that they're in, and they keep the communication going. So if there's ever a war between, say, Britain and Canada, for this example, they're the main person that would be trying to calm shit down, because they're in England as the embassy. Mm-hmm. So they're there.
So diplomats work in there?
Yes. They all work in the embassies.
So a representative of the country would probably be a better word. Like, they represent that country.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so they're all government officials, and they're the only people that seem to be getting...
And they were getting all the symptoms while they were at work?
Not necessarily at work. They were working there. They hadn't, like, retired, and 10 years later they got it. they were working at the embassy.
They were current employees. But,
the only way yeah. that makes sense to me that this whole thing was it's something in that building.
Mm.
It's but not it was, their homes.
But it was different buildings, and the first one in Havana, they heard the noise at home. But so did other employees from the same embassy. They heard it at their own homes too, and they didn't live next to each other.
Aliens.
Maybe.
I don't know why, but it's aliens.
But only people that work at embassies and different embassies around the world. It's really strange. And there could also be even more tales of this happening to people at embassies. But if it happens to people, say, in Russia or China... Most of they're not going to put out on the internet. Our government officials are being attacked by microwave weapons, or they're very secretive states, so they wouldn't be publishing their stuff. Whereas the US is, because people are making it public. So there could be even more cases of this around the world, and we don't know what it is.
Also, I was going to ask, have they gotten over it and got better, or have they kept the symptoms?
Again, I didn't find much about it. As far as I can tell, they got better, but I don't quote me on that, I don't know.
So it could have been a short-term illness that they had, or they could just keep continuing.
Yeah, if it's like it's damaged their brain, it'd be something that keep going.
And can we talk about this as well, which I think is such a huge deal? They named it a syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
It's an actual thing, but we don't know what causes the thing, but it is a thing.
Yeah.
Like, don't you think that's huge? Well, the scientific community and the medical scientists... specifically,
yeah.
They were like, this is so common, it needs a name, we need to know what it is, it needs a label. It's not just stress, it's not just anxiety, it's not just burnout, it is a physical, neurological condition.
Yeah, because if it was just stress, I'm pretty certain, if it was a mixture of stress and cricket sounds, I'm pretty certain the scientists would have said, it's a mixture of stress and cricket sounds. They wouldn't have named it Havana Syndrome. They'd have named it Stress Cricket Syndrome. You know what I mean? Like, to be fair, if I watch cricket, I get stressed too. It's fucking boring.
I honestly think it's a sound thing. Like, when you're doing a hearing test and you're trying to establish what frequency you can hear to, if you get to just before your hearing range, it does actually, you'll feel your head shake. And the thing is, there is a lot of physiological, like, effects of sound waves. So, for instance, like, a good example I can use is the brown note.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. You'd be surprised at the effect that sound can have. And
yeah,
say,
that
like,
one can make you shit yourself.
That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. So that's just from a sound wave. So imagine if, like, someone's managed to make a weapon of sorts with, you know, found this sweet note frequency... And the thing is, if you play something loud enough, it will do damage. Like, I'm someone, you know, obviously, sound engineer. I've got tinnitus. I've got balance issues. That's just from sound. I mean, my brain's normal, apparently.
I mean, I doubt that, but yeah. That's why the claims that it was the microwave frequencies, which is literally everything is sound. Even light is part of the sound frequency spectrum. But obviously, there's just... You can't fucking hear it. But... that's why they think the frequency that would have worked, would have done this, is microwaves.
Yeah. But, so they can be rather damaging, can't they?
Obviously not the microwaves in your kitchen.
But they do use microwaves to cook food. Let's just point out.
There is one of my favourite things to do with microwaves. If I actually planned on telling the story, I'd have remembered where it was. But they were detecting these strange signals with this ridiculously expensive, massive radio telescope pointed up to the stars, and they kept getting this random burst of microwaves, and they thought it was a signal coming from space, and it was really close, and they were like, wow, this is amazing. What the hell? Like, it wasn't regular enough to be coming from a star or something. It was really random, so they were like, oh my god, we're getting this signal, it's amazing.
It turned out it
was the people in the canteen opening the microwave before the timer finished to avoid the ping. So every time they opened it, they got a really short burst of microwaves that was being detected by this telescope.
Had to spot all the neurodivergent people.
Yeah, so they thought they'd got a message from space. It turned out they'd just got impatient people who couldn't wait for their pot noodle or whatever, just like, hurry up!
Didn't like the ping.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's neurodivergent people that don't like that ping. I do that as well. Like,
you
want
to beat the clock.
Yeah, you've got to do it when the clock gets to zero, but before the noise.
Yeah.
You've got to, that split second in the middle, you've got to catch it.
It's a sweet spot. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's me.
It's you.
It's me.
Hi, I'm the problem, it's me.
The irony of the song you just sang.
I know.
Okay, so I'm going.
Finally got the yam yam in you there, love. You hear us, Lace?
Wash your mouth, that woman.
I'm going.
I'm doing the humiliation initiation. And I said it right the first fucking time.
Woo!
So, we all know of the Illuminati, obviously. But what we don't know is how you actually get in. And how does one sell their soul for fame and fortune? I've seen YouTubers claim they've tried to join online via, like, email. And it was all just kind of a giggle. Nothing really happened. It was all just for views. But my example right now is Taylor Swift. Everyone is obsessed with her at the moment. She's almost at a cult level of a fan base. There's people following her entire world tour, like literally across the globe. Imagine the money that would cost you. And to just be watching the exact same show over and over again, it just seems odd to me.
Yeah. So the one I told you about, I read the other day. There is actually someone camping outside of a concert that's not happening for another 2 months. Yeah. They're taking it in turns, sleeping in the tent to keep their space in the queue.
Who's it for?
Taylor Swift.
See what I mean?
I'd love to have 2 months of free time just to be like, I'm going to pitch my tent outside a concert venue and chill.
Just to be at the front? That's fucking stupid.
Our mate said he waited all day to be at the front of a Blink-182 gig. Sitting there, brought a little chair so we could sit there all day, not realising that's not the only door to get in. So when they opened all the doors, everyone went in.
Yeah, and then they kept them all like in an indoor bit where the bar is before they opened the doors to the seating and the standing area. So we'd been waiting there all fucking day for no reason.
A for effort.
Nah, just get out to your priority, mate. When we went to go into Youngblood, there was a massive queue, and we just sort of strolled along, didn't we?
I'm sorry, what is your hair?
Beautiful.
You look like a Teletubby.
Tasha currently has a dick made of hair on the top of her head.
Oh, don't. The Teletubby conspiracy is another one. Have you heard that one?
Yes. I've heard a few. We'll have to,
I've heard quite a few.
We'll have to do that in the next one, Stace.
Note to self, that's my next.
Sorted. Yeah, the conspiracies generally around Taylor Swift are insane. So, obviously, I had to look into it. So, some people are saying that Taylor Swift is the rejuvenated clone of Zena Lavey, or Lavey. I don't know if anyone knows her. I don't know how to pronounce it. Either way, she was the high priestess of the Church of Satan. She has too many demonic links in her songs / music videos. In her Willow video, there is a golden string attached to her piano and her audience. And anytime someone hears her music, they go into a strange trance and become obsessed with her. And I was like, maybe them people that are following her around the world. This is literally in her music video. There's like a weird, the people are becoming like tranced. And then there's these little, because I watched like a bit of her music video earlier to see what they were on about. And when they become in the trance and become obsessed with her, like it looks like their soul or something turns into like this ball of gold light and then starts lifting. It's really fucking weird.
That is weird.
Another thing, when she performs that, the entire set looks completely different to the rest. The stage goes like dark, a load of people running in cloaks. They stand in circles. And it looks like they're doing some sort of weird, like, ritual or something.
So there's loads of things like this. Like her and Doja Cat, whatever, at the moment. That's obviously the main one. That makes me think people are saying, oh, they've sold their soul to the devil, or they're, you know, they've joined the Illuminati and things like that. That it makes me think if this is a thing you can do and this is what's happening, that you wouldn't, if it was just a one-time thing, you sign on this line, we'll give you what you want, but you have to pay us this price or whatever in secret. You wouldn't put it in your music video.
But wouldn't you say it's the hiding in plain sight?
It doesn't, to me, it'd be easier to just not act weird and not do strange things. So it makes it, to me, seem like if it is something that you can join, it's an ongoing thing. You have to keep performing certain rituals during your music videos or during your live shows to keep it going.
Well, in the bits that I saw, she dons a black cloak, everything goes dark, a load of other people come out with her, and they're all just kind of just standing there strangely. I don't know what's going on. And they're just her dancers. And she starts to sing in like a whisper, and it sounds kind of creepy, to be honest. It was really odd compared to the rest of her music. Everyone knows Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So generally, I've seen snippets of her tour on my TikTok. People just, she's everywhere. People are like, oh my God, I went to see Taylor Swift, and they're like filming it, and it's all like daytime, it's happy, everyone's singing, you know, hi, I'm the problem, it's me, all that stuff. And they're all like wearing the pink, they're all colourful and happy, and it's your normal poppy kind of music people there. Considering this ritual, I'm sure she's singing this song in like most of her shows. I'm assuming if she's doing a tour, she's doing the same songs.
Mostly the same.
I've seen so many snippets of her tour of people just posting it and posting it. Not once have I ever seen anyone posting that. Going, wow, this part of it was weird, or this part of it was really cool, I like this, or whatever. That's never come up, but I found loads of it today when I was looking at weird conspiracies to do with her, and there's loads of different angles from different concerts. That would have literally got my attention if I'd have scrolled past that, but I've never seen it, generally, on normal media.
Do we not think pop artists could be doing this just for the recognition and to be talked about as, oh, another one over to the satanic cult? Because as the Kardashians do, it's that...
I think they play to it, because as soon as as soon as you do something a bit odd, it's like Doja. I think Doja, it's all, she's swinging right into it. She heard one conspiracy about herself, swung into it, and now everyone's talking about her.
Yeah.
To continue the conversation, isn't it? No. Look what she's done now. I was right about
any press is good press kind of thing.
Yeah. Look at us. We're literally making a podcast on conspiracy theories, and her name's been mentioned. It's getting people talking about her.
Doja Cat's literally said as much, though. If you listen to the song Demons, it's like, what's the lyric? I'm a puppet, I'm a sheep, I'm a cash cow. I'm the biggest growing bitch on all your raps now. So that's she literally says it. So, yeah, I fucking love Doja Cat.
She's mad.
And I love her. Well, in the entertainment industry, there's no such thing as bad press.
Mm. Unless they get cancelled.
You know, unless it's something where a severe crime has been committed... to be talked about for these things is not even a bad then thing for
a
them.
Lot of people have had horrendous crimes and it just kind of gets brushed over.
Mm-hmm.
But then another celebrity will do the same crime and they get cancelled and no one will talk about anything else.
Yeah. It doesn't go
it's
away.
Really weird.
Yeah, and then like you bring it up years later and everyone's like, oh yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
And then brush it aside again. Like,
celebrity culture weirds me out, and that's why I find it so interesting, because it's just odd.
We were discussing it last night, mate. To me, it's so strange that anyone could like a celebrity that much. Like, that anyone likes a celebrity to the point that they have to know what they have for dinner, they have to know where they go, what they do, they have to watch a TV show about their entire life. I couldn't care that much about anybody that I've never met. But it's got to be enough of the population give a fuck that that's what most reality TV is. That's what Keeping Up with the Kardashians is, one of the most popular shows in the world, because everybody wants to know what they're doing. Why? I don't get it.
It's escapism, isn't it?
It's just weird to me that that's, people choose to just live their life through this celebrity that is telling them what to wear and telling them what to listen to and telling them what to do, which obviously then makes perfect mouthpieces for the people paying them. Tell the people watching your show what to listen to. Tell them to listen to this. We want you to tell the people to buy this product and to believe this thing.
Yeah.
Which then, leading straight back into your theory, makes them the perfect mouthpiece for the Illuminati.
Yep.
It's clever marketing, it's escapism, and it's playing into regular people's misfortunes, the way that they market everything to do with celebrity culture. Look at the examples of celebrities who roll off their own skincare lines or makeup lines or tan lines, and you name it, a celebrity's probably done it. why is somebody buying that product?
Because it's they're selling
not
it.
Just, yeah, it's not just because they like the celebrity. It's that mentality of, oh, if I buy this that this celebrity's done, I've got a little piece of them.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a little piece of their lives in my lives. If this is good enough for that person, I can have it too. And that's where the obsession, you know, is played into and stems from as well. It's very clever marketing.
All done by Kim Kardashian's mom.
The queen herself.
So yeah, back to the humiliation initiation. So you've got all this stuff going on now. Everyone's talking about it, literally cult level fame at the moment. Does everyone remember when Taylor won an award over Beyonce and Kanye West stood on stage and was like, Beyonce should have won that. What are you doing? And like embarrassed her in front of the entire world. People are saying that that is her humiliation initiation, and that's when her fame just exploded. You know, another fact, I think I read it out as a fact, she has a picture of that moment. When you know, well, when you hear this side, you're like, is that because she knew that's when her initiation?
She framed the moment that she knew was the moment that made her famous.
Yeah. Is that when she traded in her soul for the fame? Was that her humiliation initiation?
Random facts.
Okay. The guy who invented Vaseline ate a spoonful of the stuff every single day. He lived to the age of 96.
Why though? I bet his poops shot straight out.
Maybe that's what it was. It was lack of strain on the heart while he was pooping. He just whoosh, straight out.
Do you think that's a weight loss hack?
A spoon of Vaseline a day keeps the doctor away.
No, yes. True.
This one made me giggle. Gary Oldman, or Gary Oldman, is actually 13 days younger than Gary Newman. Though he was Oldman and Newman, Oldman is younger than Newman.
Love that.
Made me giggle. Anywho,
I've got a fact that might make you happy, actually, Nath. Football teams wearing red kits play better. A review of 55 years of football shows teams in red kits consistently play better.
Yeah, that was probably up until the last 12 fucking years, marking Man United. And then the last 12 years, they were laughing at Man United because we're fucking terrible.
Anyway, why do you support Man U? You're not from Manchester.
No, half of... half of my family were Wolves fans, half of my family were Manchester United fans. And when I was about three, I was sitting at my nan's house and I watched Man United lose. And I'd never watched a game of football before in my life. I had no idea what the hell was going on. And everyone else in the house was a Man United fan and they were all sad and angry and shouting at the TV. And I was like, yeah, stupid ref. Like, I had no idea what the fuck I was going on about. But I was just kind of nodding along and being involved with everyone. So I just sort of went from there. And that's when we were still crap in like 1990. We hadn't actually started getting good yet. But then I supported them ever since.
So
and now
not,
I
still... You're not your typical glory seeker then?
Well, no, because we're now currently absolutely terrible. And I still have to sit and fucking watch us lose consistently. So if I was a...
If anything, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone.
If I was a glory hunter, I'd have moved to... No, I can't even say that loud. I nearly said Man City or Liverpool. No.
A cloud weighs around 1 million tons.
Yeah.
Wow. Hang on.
Yeah.
Where do you go to find out how heavy a whale is?
Where?
The whale weigh station. Where do you go to find out how heavy a pie is? Somewhere over the rainbow. Way up high.
I knew what he was going to say. He already told me these jokes. I'll just let you have your moment, love.
I don't know how I feel.
Like stabbing me. Fucking sharp.
Oh, I always do anyway.
Yeah, bad one.
Watching a scary movie can burn up to 184 calories. Granted, this is why I'm still fat, because I haven't watched a scary film in years.
Stop it.
Nothing scares me.
I was going to say, nothing scares me anymore.
And I think you only burn 184 calories because when you jump, you throw all your fucking popcorn on the floor and that's 184 calories you're not eating. You just lose it on the floor. This one, I really like this one. A few contemporary names, such as Jessica, Olivia and Miranda, are credited as to having been created by William Shakespeare. They said William Shatner then. that's a totally different person.
Oh, look at Queen Elizabeth making up new names. I know.
Bless.
Love that. All right then. So, this one I thought was quite funny. Animals can be allergic to humans.
Nice. It's probably all of them.
Same. This is a weird one, and hear me out. It's not a bad thing. Yeah. Your brain is constantly eating itself.
So,
where cells, it's basically a process where cells develop and consume smaller cells or molecules to remove them from the system. But don't worry, because it's not harmful. It actually helps preserve your grey matter.
Oh, I have a fun nerdy fact.
Oh, I love a nerdy one.
The Earth is not a perfect sphere. It is slightly flattened at the poles and bulging at the equator.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Don't start.
I paused for the laughing at bulging. But...
I was thinking more the flat part.
It is flat.
We told you.
This is due to its rotation. The shape is actually called a geoid.
Right. Spread across their entire lifetime, the average person spends about one full year sitting on the toilet. Even more for those here that are lactose intolerant and refuse to stop eating cheese.
Never.
Tasha, back in the fart corner.
I haven't farted in a while, actually. You'll be good.
Stop fart shaming, Natasha.
It's where she gets up and the cushion's just been absorbing them the entire night. When she gets up, it goes, psh, and just lets them out like a stink bomb.
The longer we sit here, the higher up Natasha never takes. She's just filling the cushion underneath with hot air.
It's a new fuel source.
Jesus. Does she get any more?
Yep. My one's a slightly nerdy one as well. A rainbow on Venus is called a glory.
Aww.
Is it the same colour?
It doesn't actually say, sorry.
Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
No, that bit of the fact and nothing else. Fuck off.
Well, it's called a rainbow, I'm assuming so.
Yeah, because it'd be like prism.
Yeah?
Yeah, but it depends.
Shut up.
The universe's average colour is called, obsessed with this, cosmic latte. In a 2002 study, astronomers found that the light coming from galaxies averaged into a beige colour, which is close to white. Cosmic latte.
Oh my god, I want to order one of them from Starbucks.
I know it.
Starbucks.
Oh my god.
Why is a cosmic latte not something we can go buy in the shops?
I know, it should be now.
Match it to the colour of the universe. Talk about being at one and being full of positive caffeinated energy.
After your lovely, lovely fact, I'm going to bring the mood back down again.
Lower the tone.
If provided with a mirror, dolphins will admire their genitalia.
Like most men?
Genitalia. I was literally going to say then, there's like literally, they're all men. Like, it looks funny.
Dolphins are assholes. There's a fact for you.
Dolphins will happily kidnap people, drag them under the water and take them to their underwater rape caves.
You know what they also do? I read this earlier, but I just didn't put it in there. Dolphins will also purposely aggravate puffer fish. So they go up into a bull shape and then play with them.
Yeah.
How mean is that?
Yeah. They've also, I think it's the same as whales. They've been seen just kicking fish out of the sea with their fucking tails, just for shits and giggles. It's like, oh, look, a fish. Smack! It's like,
yeet!
Just
this bitch
mean.
Is empty! Yeet!
See, it's just generally a bit mean. So anyway, those drivers here, the word pothole is actually a redundant term. Pot comes from the Middle English word pit, meaning hole. So a pothole is a hole.
The fuck?
So it's, the name pothole's just stupid. It actually means hole.
Pothole's not the right term anyway. If you happen to Banbury, it's more like craters.
Yes.
So, the largest piece of fossilised dinosaur poo discovered is over 30 centimetres long and over 2 litres in volume, and it came from a T-Rex.
Jesus Christ. Do you reckon he ate a load of cheese?
Buckshotted.
Brilliant. A chicken once lived for 18 months without a head. Mike the Chicken's incredible feat was recorded back in the 1940s in the USA. He survived as his jugular vein and most of his brain stem were left mostly intact. Be good if I could talk tonight. Ensuring just enough brain function remaining for survival. In the majority of cases, a headless chicken dies in a matter of minutes.
I was just laughing at the fact that you were talking about the chicken losing his head and that he had incredible feet. I was like,
thought you meant feet.
I was like, which part of his body was taken off? He's got no head, but he's got incredible feet. But then I realised what you meant. My bad.
Out of all the jobs in the world, apparently veterinary nurses have the highest suicide rate.
It's just all the sad little kitten deaths and stuff. Just like,
we didn't need to like.
You didn't need to elaborate on that. People have an imagination.
And there you go. That'll make you sad. Dead kittens.
Stop.
So I'm also gonna make it a bit geeky now. We all know atoms are small, but how small? The comparative size between an atom and a grain of sand is about the same ratio as that between a grain of sand and planet Earth. Atoms are fucking tiny.
Jesus.
Super teeny weeny tiny.
So, my random science fact. The human stomach can dissolve razor blades.
Really?
Acids are ranked on a scale of 0 to 14. Obviously, the lower the pH level, the stronger the acid. The human stomach is typically rated 1.0 to 2.0, meaning it is impeccably strong.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
I don't think I'd want to test the theory.
No, shame.
No, how the fuck would you swallow that?
Yeah, it's more that getting the razor blade to the stomach would cause a lot of issues. You probably wouldn't survive long enough to see it dissolve.
Maybe they tested it with some stomach acid.
Yeah.
Outside, definitely not with the
not
actual person.
Inside the stomach.
Swallow this, have a go.
It's for science.
I love these sciencey ones that are coming out tonight. Obsessed. So all of the world's bacteria stacked on top of each other would stretch for 10 billion light years.
Jesus.
Dirty, disgusting little.
For anyone that's
bacteria.
Ever been to Wolverhampton, that's what the floor in Planet looks like on a Saturday night.
I've never been to Planet.
Down. Although I hear it's a bit better now.
What, have they mopped?
Yeah, apparently.
Bamboo grows so fast that it's measured in moles per hour.
Wow.
Jesus. Some fast fucking plants.
It does on my Animal Crossing.
Is that just because, like, pandas are chewing on one end really quickly, so it has to grow really fast the other way? I didn't know this one. The mathematical symbol for division is called an obelus.
I'm not going to remember that, but that's really cool.
My random science fact. The letter J does not appear in the periodic table at all.
Wow. Weird.
Why am I trying to think of something? I don't fucking know what's in the periodic table.
And you can't, because it's not there anyway.
Oh, no, yeah.
Anyone here was going to be like, no, that fact's wrong. Here's one. It ain't you.
Hey! I mean, he's right, but it's not the point.
Stacey, it's your turn.
I'm going to play into the elements again. Comets smell like rotten eggs. A comet smells like rotten eggs, urine, burning matches and almonds.
What right. A nasty-ass candle.
Who the fuck is going up to space and sniffing comets?
Your mum.
Who the fuck? Who the fuck knows what a comet smells like?
Your mum sniffs comets.
Okay.
There's a new insult I'm using. Your mum sniffs comets.
Okay, and how they've come to this conclusion is because traces of hydrogen sulfide, ammonia, sulfur dioxide and hydrogen cyanide were all found in the makeup of the comet.
There's me lot who's sniffing comets. Well, actually, they found out because it had all of these chemicals in it, and that's what they smell like.
Well, it's sulfur, it's
just
smell like.
Ruined my joke with science and facts.
Oh shit.
Boring.
It's annoying when that happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
You just mansplained it to me. Thanks, Stace. Actually, I think
I mean, if you'd like to tell the joke, I'm sure you have the powers within you to edit that bit out and maybe be really clever.
No, Stacey didn't know. As Stacey had no idea when she's not here, I'm going to re-record me explaining the science behind it and make it that I had to tell Stacey.
Here we go, I'll even put one in for you. Oh my God, you're so clever. I really needed you to tell me that.
Totally keeping that in. I can edit that and make it sound believable.
Really?
No.
My last one.
Not that good.
My last one's just, it just made me laugh. Humans are the only animals with chins.
I
tried to think of animals with chins and
cats,
I couldn't.
Cats have chins.
Stassi's got a couple.
Don't fat shame the cat.
I can. You can't.
That's not fair.
It is. It's my cat.
Anyway, leaning back into celebrities slightly, Google Images was inspired after Jennifer Lopez wore a then-scandalous green dress to the year 2000 Grammy Awards. Google searches for that image became the most popular search query Google had ever seen, and they realised they needed a way to deliver what people wanted, so they created Google Images.
I do actually have a celebrity one for you, just because I've just came across and I thought it was hilarious.
Go on then.
Apparently Harry Styles has 4 nipples.
I need to see.
He's like, he's Google like it. Almost a cat.
Oh my God, he is.
Yeah.
2 more and it'd be 6 nips, Harry. Anyway.
This one's funny. Snails have teeth.
Ah.
Between 1,000 and 12,000, apparently, to be precise.
Why do they need so many teeth?
You'll find the snail's tiny teeth all over its file-like tongue. I didn't know they had a tongue either, to be fair.
No, you just see the little things come out of their head.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to call it a day because we still have another one to record.
Yep.
So, thanks for listening. Thanks for putting up with our incessant rambling and Tasha farting and all the other random noises that I end up keeping in. Thanks to everyone that helped record the show and doing all your research and making sex noises and farting and all the other strange sounds that you all contribute to the show. Everyone listening, make sure you check all of our past shows. Find us on YouTube, find us on wherever you get your podcasts, find us on Facebook, find us on TikTok, find us anywhere you get content. We're on there making stuff, trying to get you to listen to more of our shows. The next show will be Eerie Theories, which we are about to sit down and record, which hopefully will go a little bit fucking quicker than this one did. We've got a few more really cool live show guests coming up before the end of the year, and I think we were just discussing our plans for between, like, over the Christmas break, of possibly doing a podcast live show where we just sit and get drunk and just chat utter shite. So that may or may not.
Let us know if you want us to do that.
Yes. Please say no.
I don't drink. This is going to be difficult.
Let us know if you want to meet Patricia, my drunk alter ego.
Trust me, you don't want to see Tasha drunk.
It's going to be the Patricia show.
Yeah. Anyone that came to our Halloween party met Patricia, and I had to help carry Patricia to bed after she passed out in the dog bed. Patricia was a fucking mess.
That wasn't me, that was Patricia.
And that was pretty early on in the night. Most of the kids were still awake.
And on that note,
and on that bombshell, thank you very much. See you all soon.
Bye.
Bye.